VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Saudi Arabia is calling on the international community to shoulder its responsibility in condemning the perpetrators of the attack on the country's oil facilities over the weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump says it looks like Iran is responsible for the attack. White House correspondent Patsy Witkiswara has more.
The series of drone attacks in Saudi Arabia, striking the heart of its oil production over the weekend, continues to raise tensions. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump came close to placing outright blame on Tehran. He spoke at the White House after meeting with Crown Prince Salman of Bahrain.
As soon as we find out definitively, we'll let you know, but it does look that way.
Trump insisted he does not want war with Iran, but said the U.S. is ready militarily.
That was a very large attack, and it could be met with an attack many, many times larger very easily by our country, but we're going to find out who definitively did it first.
Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Israelis are voting today in general elections as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a challenge from former military chief Benny Gantz. AP correspondent Aaron Heller reports voter turnout is a big issue in today's election.
It's a very close election. Both sides are saying that it's going to come down really to every vote, so they've been campaigning furiously across the country. Voter turnout is going to be a major key this time, as the right wing obviously wants to get out their base, and the left-wing and Arab parties are encouraging their constituents to go out because it's such a close election that it really could come down to the wire.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack at a campaign rally today that killed 24 people and wounded more than 30 others. Just hours later, there was another bombing near the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Kabul, killing 22 people. The Taliban has taken responsibility for both attacks. From Washington, this is VOA News. Congress is back on Capitol Hill, and House Democrats are again ready to take on President Trump. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The House Judiciary Committee has already been investigating what it says are the president's misdeeds. Today, they will hold the first official hearing in what they are now calling an impeachment investigation. Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski will appear at a hearing this afternoon to talk about the special counsel's Russia report, but it's unlikely to yield much new information, since he's not expected to go beyond what he told Robert Mueller's investigators. In the end, the GOP-led Senate is certain to block any House efforts to bring charges against the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Associated Press has learned that President Trump's accounting firm has been sent a subpoena for his tax returns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A source who insisted on anonymity tells the Associated Press the office of Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. The president was asked about it as he left the White House for a New Mexico campaign rally.
I don't know anything about it.
The district attorney, who's a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Trump and his family have been fighting in court against multiple subpoenas. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Chinese diplomat will head to Washington to prepare for trade negotiations. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
An official Chinese news agency says a deputy finance minister will lead a delegation to the American capital to pave the way for the 13th round of negotiations, but has given no details of their agenda. The move follows conciliatory gestures by both sides ahead of the October talks on their fight over trade and technology, which threatens to dampen global economic growth. The two governments have both raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods, causing hardship, notably in the farming and manufacturing sectors. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Britain's Supreme Court is investigating whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke the law when he suspended Parliament just weeks before Britain is due to leave the European Union. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The issue is whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson went beyond his remit when he suspended Parliament on September 9, sending lawmakers home until October 14, just over 2 weeks before Britain is due to leave the EU. The Supreme Court will assess two areas. Is this a matter for the courts? And if so, did the government break the law? The court is not expected to rule immediately, but a judgment could come in a few days. If the government wins, lawmakers will remain away from Parliament. If the government loses, the judges could order the House of Commons to reopen soon. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.